Couple of announcements as we conclude our service this morning. First, some of you may already know this. Yesterday was a very important day in the life of the church in the Diocese of Huron. The Diocese of Huron around the London area was electing a coadjutor diocesan bishop, and our own bishop, Linda Nichols, was on the ballot for that election. And on the third ballot yesterday around noon, Bishop Linda Nichols was elected the coadjutor bishop of the Diocese of Huron. So she will be moving to London, and so we pray for her. We pray for her ministry as she transitions from a suffragan bishop in Toronto to a diocesan bishop in Huron. And we pray for the Diocese of Toronto and for guidance and wisdom for our bishops as it is discerned what will be the next step in terms of leadership, especially episcopal leadership, in the life of our Diocese of Toronto. So prayers for Linda, for the Diocese of Huron, and for our own diocese as well. Thank you to Geraldine for leading us in our music this morning in Michael's absence. This is one of Michael's weekends off, and I understand I feel so sorry for him. He's on a flight on his way to Cuba at the moment. So I know. I said to him on Wednesday night after the Ash Wednesday service, I know we're not supposed to be envious, but so thank you, Geraldine. Greatly appreciate your leading us in music this morning. Leonard has some family visiting, and I can't remember who you said they are, so you introduce them. So I think you get the prize for having traveled the furthest to worship today. We welcome you, and it's really good to have you with us today. A reminder that next Sunday will be the Black History Month service. It's going to be a wonderful service as usual. We partner with Lansing United Church, and the music will be full of great life as we celebrate that gift of that heritage and the gift of that culture as well. It's always a wonderfully inspiring service. And so I encourage you to be here, and it's a part of our normal Sunday morning. And there will be lunch after, which, as I recall from years past, is quite the spread. The Christopher Leadership Group is here again today, and if you're involved in the Christopher Leadership, if you could stand. This is a group that is going to be using the facilities at St. George, and they've asked me to make this announcement. The Christopher Leadership Group is an 11-week course designed to build and transform your self-confidence and skills in public speaking and leadership. And the first class will start on Thursday, February 25th, here at St. George on Yonge at 7 o'clock. Speak to any of the three people who are here from the Christopher Leadership course if you'd like more information. And if you'd like to be involved in that, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And so we pray for you as you begin this course, and we pray certainly for the participants who will be part of that course. Our closing hymn this morning is...